This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You got to go to iwillvote.com/FLA. Become FL.
What's this guy talking about?
I never forgot what President Kennedy said about going to the moon. He said, we're going, you know why? Because we refuse to postpone.
What's this guy talking about?
Let's not postpone and get out of the rain.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What's up? One place that may defy your math and logic is Miami-Dade County in Florida. So what I think the numbers are showing is that many more Republicans have already gone in person to vote in early voting than Democrats. And Congresswoman Frederica Wilson of that district is trying to sound the alarm. She has said, I screamed, hollered, I called, I lobbied from the top to the bottom. She is worried because what she's seeing, she says, in terms of the black community and Hispanic, it's not going Biden's way.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
It's awful news that Biden is ahead by 7 points in Michigan. The poll back in July said that Biden was ahead in Michigan by 16 points. Trump has cut that in half. The Trump vote is always being undercounted. Whatever they're saying the Biden lead is, cut it in half. And now you're within the 4-point margin of error. That's how desperately close this is.
Unchained and unstoppable.
What's your go-to song on your music playlist?
Aretha Franklin's Respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And please, I want you to have respect for me today. R-E-S-P-C-T. No need for an E. I'll take an E. No, I don't need an E. 844-500-4242. I hope you're going to enjoy your Halloween weekend. This is the last weekend before the big election on Tuesday. I know many of you have already voted. I think I'm going to vote on Saturday or Sunday. I haven't decided when. It just may mean that I don't have to wait in a line. And it's right, the precinct is right around the corner from where I live. So I can just drift in and do my business. I think I'm going to vote a straight Republican ticket in the Sunshine State of Florida, try to put Donald Trump over the top. Have you voted yet, Grace?
I have, sir. Yes, indeedy. I think I voted exactly the way I should have. Some of the questions, and Howie, that's something you might want to go over maybe on Monday in the 6 o'clock hour. A lot of people have been asking me about some of the questions because they phrase things so strange. So sometimes it makes it hard to understand what you're voting for. But I think the most important question as far as Massachusetts was the ranked choice of voting.
Right. We just talked with the woman from Alaska in the first hour of the show, watches us on Newsmax, and she said she voted against ranked choice voting. They're just trying to, you know, pick states, pick off various states. The first one was Maine. Now they're going after Massachusetts and Alaska. And just keep an eye on this wherever you are, ranked choice voting. It's the method by which the progressives get to count votes until they win. That's
exactly
the easiest way to explain it.
Okay, Howie, so I have some other news to get to. The big news from Twitter last night, I received this update from my Twitter source, who is Charlotte Carr. She sends me all my, you know, must-see updates. And it was rapper Lil Wayne meets with Trump, praises the president on Twitter. I'm going to read you the full tweet. Just had a great meeting with @RealDonaldTrump. Besides what he's done so far with criminal reform, the Platinum Plan is going to give the community real ownership. He listened to what we had to say and assured he will get it done.
Yeah, apparently Lil Wayne also tried to get an audience with the Democrats, but they just told him to go stand aside and wait till he got his marching orders. And
yeah, so, like what they did to Ice Cube. They told Ice Cube to basically go melt.
Yeah. I know. And they wonder why Donald Trump is doing so much better than most Republican presidential candidates do with the black community. Not just the economic gains that they've made in the last 3.5 years, but just treated with more respect, generally.
Treated with more respect and actually courted for their vote. And, you know, we're also used to people reaching out and wanting us to vote for them. But black men especially get largely ignored by Democrats. Mm-hmm. They think they're owed that vote. They think that if they don't vote that way, then they tell black people that they ain't black. So I think it's really refreshing to see some big, big names.
Grace, did you hear that the LA Times has come up with an analysis of why black males are so much more likely to vote for Donald Trump this year, what the attraction of Donald Trump is for black males. Did you hear about this?
I did not.
Two words, toxic masculinity.
Oh, jeez Louise.
Yeah, I know. It's not the outreach or the economic progress or the low unemployment rate. It's toxic masculinity.
Well, it's funny, Howie, because so much leading up to this election, you've heard the Democrats talking about systemic racism and racial issues, racial tensions, and, you know, how a vote for Trump is a vote for white supremacy. I have to tell you, I clicked on the photo, which is adorable, by the way. Every time Trump takes a picture like that with a really well-known person, he looks like a cutout version of himself. I don't know why. Because he's got the thumbs up. It's really funny. So when Lil Wayne tweeted out that picture, I started looking at some of the replies. And these are, of course, some replies from just trolls on Twitter, but it's also some semi-famous people replying. The most terrible racist words that I will not say on the air, used to describe Lil Wayne, basically saying, you know, we can now write him off. He's not black anymore, is what was basically being said on Twitter by the woke people who are trying to convince everyone else that we need to restore decency to the White House.
Civility. Don't forget civility.
And hashtag vote with kindness. Lord help us. So, yeah, but that wasn't the only celebrity. Obviously, Howie mentioned number four, Bobby Orr, which was huge. But also Brett Favre came out today and tweeted, "My vote is for what makes this country great. Freedom of speech and religion, Second Amendment, hardworking tax-paying citizens, police and military. In this election, we should have freedom of choice, which all should respect. For me and these principles, my vote is for @RealDonaldTrump.
I thought it was interesting that Bobby Orr, and people who aren't from New England or aren't hockey fans may not know, but Bobby Orr is probably the greatest hockey player that ever lived. At least if you're from New England, that's what you think. Number four for the Boston Bruins. And he's a really good guy, and I tried to get him on the show today, but he didn't want to come on. He just got to stand by what he said. But did you notice, Grace, that he used the same one of the same arguments that Jack Nicklaus, the Golden Bear, one of the greatest golfers, probably the greatest golfer of all time, used in his endorsement of Donald Trump? And he said, it doesn't matter if you don't like his tweets.
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't believe that people are basing their votes, or anyone would base their votes, on what somebody tweets.
That's really, for me, the most frustrating thing, because I mentioned vote with kindness. So that the celebrity Harry Styles, the British celebrity, he's part of One Direction. He tweeted out, I can't vote in the United States, but if I could, I would hashtag vote with kindness. And it's the same thing, Howie, is what you're saying, is people who say, well, I just can't vote for Donald Trump. I hate his tweets so much. And I just think he's...
he's a foreigner. Isn't that election interference?
Well, he can say how he would vote if he were to vote.
But that's influencing.
I guess it is. But then it was funny, Howie, because there was someone on Fox who was interviewed, a woman from Florida, and it was a great cut. And she basically said, I don't need my president to go over my feelings with me and sit down and like hold my hand. I just need somebody who can get things done.
Right.
And it's true. It used to be... I remember when I was younger and it was George Bush versus John Kerry. It was a lot of who would you want to go have a beer with? And now I just think it's who would you want in charge of your 401k? And it's not Joe Biden.
Right. And who's less likely to try to take away any of your fundamental rights under the Bill of Rights to the United States Constitution?
Right. Is it the guy who is already saying he wants to implement a mask mandate before he's even in the White House? Or is it the guy who just wants you all to be left alone? I mean, the choice is so, so clear. I really, really hope people are waking up to it. And I think they are, Howie. I've just been seeing so much good news, and more I'm seeing a real shift as far as CNN and these people go. Allison Camerota, she's been looking a little worried the past couple days. She doesn't look as confident as she had been. And Trump is going to hold 14 more rallies in battleground states before Election Day. Not sure how many Joe Biden's going to hold, but I think how he's going somewhere with Barack.
I think he may be in Michigan. It's slipping away in Michigan, not just the presidential election, but also the incumbent senator, a real non-entity named Gary Peters, is, I think, almost behind John James, the guy who's run before, and he's pretty good. He's a black guy, and he's doing a hell of a job.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I absolutely love my new RAV4 XLE. It was fabulous today. It's Howie, I don't know if you know this. It's snowing here.
I heard.
There's a lot of snow, actually. So you'd be very happy to be missing this day. But it was my first time driving my RAV in the snow, and it has a special feature on it to get me through. And I felt so safe. Everything I talked to the guys at Toyota of Portsmouth about driving on these New England roads, they helped me pick it out, and it's perfect. They're located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. Go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them Gray sent you. And also, they have tons of trucks there, Howie, and tons of plows. So check that out as well, because
Usually you don't need a plow before daylight saving times ends. You don't need a plow before you say trick or treat, or your kid says trick or treat.
I think kids are going to be going up. Different. I think kids are going to be going up to the doors and saying Merry Christmas, because that's what it
so
looks
much
like
for
outside.
Global. Where's the global warming when you really need it? Instead, Massachusetts and New England get a snowstorm.
Exactly.
All right. If you haven't tried Super Beats soft chews, you're missing out on a really great product that gives you energy. It's great for your heart health. It's great. It's wrapped in foil, just like a piece of candy that you'd give out at Halloween, but it's not full of sugar. It's not full of caffeine. It's good for you.
But
it's
Howie, I don't want you giving those out, because we don't have enough. You need to save them. There's like one bag left, and when I get down there, I'm going to need some Super Beats. So don't be handing them out willy-nilly.
Just take two a day, and you'll feel a lot better. It'll sharpen your mind. And again, it's good for your health all the way around. Super Beets soft chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beets chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. Super Beets chews promote heart-healthy energy the way nature intended, without caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just two of these delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support and the energy you want. And they're tasty. I have one before breakfast and one before the show to give me a little boost of energy. If you love Super Beets soft chews, you'll love their all-new delicious vitamin D3 chews. Vitamin D3 has been in the news a lot lately for its ability to provide immune health. Our all new vitamin D3 chews provide high potency vitamin D3 for a convenient and delicious way to support your immune health year round. And now you can get a free bag of vitamin D3 chews and a free bag of Super Beets chews when you buy two bags of Super Beets chews at superbeetsradio.com/Howie. That's right. When you purchase two bags of Super Beets chews, they'll throw in a free bag of Super Beets chews and a free bag of vitamin D3 chews, which may be even more tasty than the Super Beets soft chews. Hurry to superbeetsradio.com/Howie. superbeetsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the guru of graft. It's Howie Carr.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Eden Pure's Gen 4 heater. Here it is right here. I got one in my office, and I got one in my office back in Boston, which Taylor took away to use in his house for his infant son, and it's working out well.
He loves it. Had a good night's sleep.
Snow has arrived and winter is close behind. Stay warm with the Gen 4 heater to save $50 right now. Go to EdenPure.com and use code word Howie Deal. Howie Deal. Shipping is free. It's a good product. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are your Halloween plans at all affected by local or state admonitions over COVID?
No. No, not at all.
Only 22% say yes.
All right. By the way, Grace, you were asking about the rallies for Biden and Barack together. They're going to be in Michigan, in Detroit, in Flint tomorrow. However, I'm reading now from these stories, the public is not invited. That's quite a rally. The public's not invited. That's also known as a smoke-filled room in the old days, right?
Yeah. I just don't think it bodes well for Joe Biden that now he's going. And you know what the thing is, Howie, is that Joe Biden was so, I saw this today too, obviously on Twitter, that's where I go. If you want to retweet me, go to HowieKarsher.com. You'll see where I get all my genius ideas from. But I saw somebody said, Joe Biden shot himself in the foot because his whole thing was based off, I follow the science, I wear masks, I socially distance. And when you get this close to campaigning, I think even Chuck Todd said it yesterday. He said something like, is he taking it too seriously? Because you can't shake hands and knock on doors when you're the bubble boy. And so now it's getting closer and closer, and he's doing these half, you know, kind of sort of sitting in the rain, getting soaked, four people honking their horns at him. It's too little too late.
The public is not invited to these rallies tomorrow in Detroit and Flint, and the locations of the drive-in rallies have not been disclosed because the previous drive-in rallies have been dogged by Trump supporters who gather outside and heckle Biden. So that's what they're going to do. And as I said earlier today, if you get a chance to just check it out briefly, his rally in Des Moines, Iowa, he's holding up a mask and saying, if everybody wore these masks, 200,000 fewer people would die in the United States. And then 5 minutes later, he wraps up the speech and wanders off the stage with the mask still in his pocket.
And Howie,
he doesn't, he lectures you, but he doesn't think he has to wear one himself. And he also said that we needed more separators. I'm not familiar with that term, but, you know, he follows the science, so he must know that we need these separators to cure the panic.
I'm glad you brought up the wandering off stage, because I have been noticing that. That was one positive for Joe during the Zoom period, was that the screen would just go black and he would pretty much stay in the same position. Every time he's at an event where he has to leave said event, he goes one way and then he comes back across the stage and goes the other way. And it's like, I know I'm a theater girl, Howie, but that was one thing we were always taught, you know, you whatever exit you take, you stick with it, because you look like a crazy person wandering right around in the background.
He looks like he's an old guy who was set out in the park for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And he's looking for his park bench.
Yeah, I know.
And sometimes you see those guys, they're looking up and they're talking to a cloud.
Yeah.
Or they're yelling at a pigeon that happens to be wandering by.
By the way,
that's Joe Biden.
We always talk about the fact checkers out there, and I thought you'd get a real kick out of this fact check. This is from the AP, okay? Biden did not eulogize former KKK Grand Wizard. Claim, when former KKK Grand Wizard Robert Byrd died in 2010.
He was actually the Exalted Cyclops, I believe. So they didn't even get his title correct.
No, but Howie, this is their new thing, Howie. And I could literally do a whole segment on this. Their new thing is they put out something that is semi-fake and then they say they debunked it because he wasn't a Grand Wizard. He was an Exalted Cyclops. So when you read it.
Oh, so that's their correction?
That's why it's partly false. And did you notice, Howie, that yesterday a document started going around that was fake, in a 64-page document with an elaborate conspiracy theory involving Joe Biden was debunked. They debunked this thing that no one had ever heard of.
Right.
So that people who don't follow the story will see that and go, oh, I knew it. Oh, Tucker Carlson, this was all fake.
Right.
It's a straw man situation.
They didn't debunk the Fox News and the New York Post reports on Hunter Biden's laptop and what's therein. All right, we'll be back. Thank you, Grace.
Okay.
I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. The Federalist has been doing a great job covering the election and covering the Biden scandals and the Russiagate scandals. And mass media's dishonest reporting of so many issues. And one of their top writers is named Chris Bedford. And he just got back from Pennsylvania. He wrote a very interesting story about the state of the campaign in Pennsylvania here on the final weekend. The Democratic strongholds that no longer recognize their party. Chris, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be back.
Well, listen, I want to ask you about something here. I read your story, and it's very interesting. And I just wanted to mention that one of the campaign chairwoman, Gloria Lee Snover, said that one part of the 2016 Trump coalition is missing: suburban white women. They have lost their minds over COVID. And I think that's true nationally to a degree. What is this all about? I mean, there are very few — Trump's right — there are very few people actually dying from COVID. Why have suburban white women gone crazy over this when everybody else, or most of the other demographic groups, have read the charts?
And Gloria was really fired up on this issue. Previous to her, we talked in Wisconsin and then Michigan to a couple of local male political leaders who had not — who'd been much more guarded in their words, but had said essentially the exact same thing on suburban white college-educated women leaving the GOP over COVID. But she was not. Her husband had been in the ICU for 17 hours with COVID, and she'd lost her elderly father. She'd been impacted by it, but she had no patience for people who were letting it run their lives and who were afraid and who were not coming outside and who were giving up on other things that they seriously valued. We've always understood politically that safety and concern for the family and concern for health and is a major voting motivator for a lot of the suburban women who are voting. But previously, I had been thinking, and a lot of folks I knew had been thinking, that the rioting going on in Philadelphia, just an hour south of where we were, and the rioting going on in Wisconsin would be something that would wake people out of that, because there's suddenly such a more valid concern.
Right.
But it seems that the media, the constant barrage of death and statistics and fakeness, and exactly as you said, hospital numbers aren't rising, death numbers aren't rising,
no.
But this constant barrage has really frightened people, and they're angry at leadership, and they'll blame anyone, even if there's not a different plan.
But yet, on the other hand, you know, in another part of the story, you mentioned you're in a bar, and there's a red T-shirt on the wall loudly declaring "Wolf sucks," referring to Governor Tom Wolf, a Democrat, who's been pushing the panic porn more than anybody else, certainly in Pennsylvania. And he's right up — got to be in the top five nationwide for pushing this fake narrative. A reference to the governor every single person we meet in Pennsylvania seems to hate. So the white suburban women are they don't like Trump anymore because he's not taking it seriously enough, but everybody hates Wolf. How can that be?
That was part of where the breakdown in the party is happening that we saw, and that's what the Republican chairwoman down in Northampton County found too. When she went out to a demolition derby that was going on and set up a Republican registration tent, she got 2,000 new signatures, mostly from people who said that they wanted to register not even for the Republican Party, but for the Trump Party. Now, those people clearly weren't afraid of COVID. And the people who, when we first rolled into this town, which is not a college-educated town, it's very much a blue-collar, formerly a mining town, north of northeastern Pennsylvania, the people who were out smoking cigarettes and having a whiskey after lunch on a Monday, they certainly were not the college-educated suburban women. Everyone who we met who was out — liberals, conservatives, Democrats, Republicans — they all shared this disdain for their governor and his oppression of their economy.
Right.
But not, it was wild. Not many of them translated that to the national stage and to Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. To them, it was local as local.
Yeah, I mean, Massachusetts has a Republican governor who is at least as oppressive as Wolf. And, you know, it doesn't, you're right, it doesn't seem to translate into a dislike of Trump. People still love Trump, but they hate the governor of Massachusetts. I mean, he's still pretty popular among Democrats, but he's certainly not popular among Republicans. Well, let me ask you about the riots going on in Philadelphia this week. When did you get back? Do you think that these riots are going to have any impact on the race?
We were there for 2 days. We got back Wednesday afternoon. So we were there for two nights of the rioting, and they still went on Wednesday night. A 30 police officers were injured, and a couple were run over on the first night
right.
that we were there
in
Philadelphia.
And Wolf called it a peaceful protest. I mean, again, another reason to to have disdain for the guy. I mean, a truck runs over, literally, a policewoman in Philadelphia, and he calls it a peaceful protest.
It's wild, and we have been hearing repeatedly that this is having a major impact on males, on men voters more than women. They are incensed by this. They want law and order. And this also was something that really surprised me. From what I would have guessed, this would be an across-the-board issue. But the Republicans who we talked to said that the registration impact they've seen from this was very real, and it was coming more from men. But one thing that blew my mind in Pennsylvania, you know, in Massachusetts, New England, all over the country, politics sometimes do run in families, just like religion and values, heart disease, everything else that you get from your parents. And when I was in Pennsylvania, though, people were telling me that when they walk into the polling box, they're thinking about what their grandparents would have done and the people who passed away. The Democratic Party there is so generational. It's not just the Democratic Party. It's the union. It's the working class. It's the Catholic right. pro-life thing, which Pennsylvania used to be and no longer is. And they were really struggling to try and figure out. They felt lost. They were leaning towards Donald Trump, but a lot of these voters they felt like they were homeless for a time.
Well, you know, this whole thing in Philadelphia, I remember reading this summer that there was a guy killed out on the street, and they said he was trying to blow up an ATM, and I thought, that's a weird story. And I tried to find out what his name was, and the Soros DA wouldn't release his name or anything like that. But then this week I read that there are these organized gangs in Philadelphia going around trying to blow up ATMs, and they don't seem to be succeeding. But this is the level of crime out on the street, and I would just think, is this getting any kind of play in the Philadelphia stations? Are they reporting any of this, or is this being suppressed just you know, on behalf of keeping everything quiet for Joe Biden?
We did catch it on local news. I didn't see the ATM explosion story, which is wild, but we were catching the rioting and local news, and even reading in the New York Times on Monday, which is loath to be fair to Donald Trump. They were saying that 25% of the vote coming in from Philadelphia, the city itself, not the suburbs, was leaning Republican by their count at that point, mm-hmm. At least the people who had been voting that far.
And that's pre-riots. That's pre-riots, right?
Exactly. And that seems to fall in line with a Telemundo poll and other polls of Hispanics and African black voters that the men, especially, are leaning very much towards Donald Trump because a lot of those voters are also working-class voters. The Democrats haven't just forgotten, it seems, these working-class white voters, but working-class black and Hispanic voters who don't have the luxury to have these woke values. They're worried about
right.
things like police safety and job security.
Right, and they also go into these service stations, these gas stations, and these delis where these mobs are dragging out the ATMs and trying to blow them up, Chris. I mean, it's just crazy. I've got a story here from the ABC affiliate. 7 more ATMs, exploded after 10 the previous night. It's crazy. I just don't. I don't get it. I mean, I would think this is good news. I mean, I hate to be so cynical, but this has got to be good news for Donald Trump. Who do you think is going to win the state if you had to pick right now?
I've had very intelligent friends tell me I'm wrong, but I am leaning Donald Trump wins, does at least razor thin to wins the state. I just thought the level of enthusiasm for him was so overwhelming, and the only enthusiasm I saw for Joe Biden was from a professional chairwoman and some of the professional volunteers. Even the people who I saw in Michigan and Wisconsin and the week before that who were supporting Joe Biden, they weren't excited. And he's just beginning to campaign now because the polling's, the election results are finally beginning to come back, and the lead they expected is not there. And they are jumping on the trail now, but it's a little late.
Yeah, it is. We just mentioned that they're having two rallies, Biden with Obama tomorrow, one in Detroit and one in Flint, but they're not open to the public. What the hell kind of rally is that?
The rally that he had in Luzerne County, which is hadn't gone Republican until it did for Donald Trump since Ronald Reagan. It's a coal mining county, rather pretty poor place, a hardworking place. The Biden rally that they had was swamped by Trump supporters. Outside, it looked like a Trump parade, and that was on a Saturday. There was the flags, and they were grilling. It was a tailgate. It did not look like a Biden event, and that's the level of enthusiasm you're seeing. These socially distanced events are really weird because they're paying homage to COVID. The Democratic office, well, professional operation we went to, was the only place in Pennsylvania we had our temperature checked and a security guard outside of the door. It was a part of their party message.
I've heard reports, too, that that younger voters are beginning to turn off on Biden because they're getting the right vibe that he's willing to shut down the economy. And that's a good way to put it. He's paying homage to COVID. You know, COVID's calling the shots here. And I don't think that's a very positive type of campaign message to have, is it? We're going into a dark winter. I mean, Trump has even started mentioning that phrase of his, dark winter. Do you want a dark winter? I don't think so.
No, I think we want a bright winter. Christmas.
I want full employment. I want the record economy that we had before this panic from China, or as Andrew Cuomo says, from Europe. Chris Bedford, it's a great story, and I recommend it. Go to The Federalist, and you can read Chris Bedford's story. Thanks for being with us, Chris. We appreciate it. Hope you're right about Pennsylvania. Our listeners love the Thunderstorm air purifier, and the reviews are in. Lisa wrote, "The Thunderstorm is everything Howie Carr claimed it would be. I have 3 dogs and 3 birds, but you wouldn't know it now." Another stated, "The Thunderstorm exceeded my expectations. It will be even more handy when winter arrives, as it has in Massachusetts today with the snow, and we can't open the windows. Winter is coming, so plan now. Eden Pure will continue their buy one, get one promotion for the Thunderstorm air purification system. They can do this because of the huge success they've had from the Howie Carr Show viewers and listeners. The response has been tremendous. Eden Pure is passing on those savings to our listeners and viewers. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into the wall to purify the air from any odor. It could be pet odors, tobacco smoke, kitchen smells, or that damp smell you may have lingering in your basement. I've seen large air purification systems that cost up to $1,000 and take up lots of space. The Thunderstorm is below $100 and doesn't take up any room, as you can see. Again, no filters are needed. Take advantage of the BOGO offer now and experience yourself what all the listeners are raving about. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com, Howie BOGO. Buy one, get one. Howie BOGO. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
You can call him Fat Boy, just don't call him late for dinner. It's Howie Carr.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
Apparently the Biden-Harris campaign today in Houston had a Scooby-Doo van. I don't know who was in it or anything, but it was festooned with signs. And a Trump caravan noticed it and began following the Biden-Harris Scooby-Doo van, and among the caravan for the Trump people was a hearse, a black hearse, and it had on it collecting Democrat votes, meaning fake dead votes. And the Democrats in the van were so spooked by the being followed by the hearse and the rest of the caravan that they actually ran a red light to escape from those evil chumps and deplorables and irredeemables and bitter clingers.
It was a fruitless endeavor. Everyone else ran the red light too.
Brett, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brett.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Howie.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Brett Gaskell. I'm a candidate for the Vermont House up here in Essex Junction.
Yes.
We're at a sine wave. But hey, I wanted to pass along one of the best arguments I've heard, thanks to my sister Randy. She was talking with our cousin who was hand-wringing about, oh, but I don't like Trump. I don't like the things he says. And my sister said, it's not your job to like him. That's his wife's job. Your job
right.
is to vote for the person that's going to do his job.
Right. You're not electing a pastor or a clergyman, right? You're electing a president. You're electing some guy who's going to theoretically produce good results for you and protect you, right?
Absolutely. And in this case, you got to vote for the guy that hasn't committed treason and massive amounts of fraud.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, though, I think people are starting to understand, too, that if Joe Biden were to win and you have all this overwhelming amount of evidence, and it's incontrovertible, and it's not leaked, and it's not hacked, it was obtained legally, and the FBI has all of it, the deep state is going to hold this over his head. He could be taken out whenever they want to. I mean, there could very well be a special prosecutor anyway. They could put Hunter. You think Hunter's going to stand up for his old man? Is Hunter capable of standing up? Again, think of it as the Biden crime family. If you were in a crime family, any kind of gangsters, organized crime, mob, whatever you want to call it, would you keep Hunter Biden around? Is he somebody who's going to stand up? I don't think so. And so they could just twist the screws on Hunter. He testifies against his father. Bye-bye, Joe. And Kamala Harris is the president. I mean, Joe Biden is going to have no opportunity to do anything that they don't tell him to do because they're going to have all this information over him. Another reason to vote against him. Thanks for the call, Brett. Ronnie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Hi, Howie. How are you doing?
Good.
I'll make it quick. I know I have to. First of all, I just want to comment on the suburban white women.
Yes.
I don't know where they got those numbers, because I know hundreds of them, and they're all voting for Trump, and they're not afraid of COVID. And every rally, I've watched every single rally, and there's thousands of women there. So I don't know where those numbers come from.
There sure were a lot of younger white women behind Trump in his first rally today in Michigan, and they didn't seem to be frightened at all. But I think I know some people like that, Ronnie, who white women are scared. I mean, when I was in Massachusetts before I came down to Florida, I saw a lot of white women walking around with these masks, and they really seemed to have fear in their eyes that I didn't see among other groups of people. And I just don't understand it, because all they have to do is study the science, and they will know that they're not in any kind of great peril of perishing from COVID-19. But, you know, it's just, I guess it's that drumbeat I call it panic porn, every night on TV, every morning in the newspapers. It's the lead story. Ugh. Happy Halloween, everybody. I'm Howie Carr.